Since we acquired a few flip cams, that's those really small format handheld video recording devices, and the quality of output that they produce has become better, and the simplicity with which they connect to computers has become even greater. We've got an increased number of staff who are using video in the lessons to do all kinds of different things, whether it's getting rid of a presentation for students to do and have them produce a piece of video material instead. Sometimes it's in languages and across a range of subjects. The big problem we always get is when it comes to editing the video to produce the final product. We have Movie Maker, as the majority of schools who use Microsoft platform will do, but just occasionally, well, actually more than occasionally, it falls down. And it falls down sometimes because of student error, but sometimes because the software just seems to glitch. So you might say, well, have a paid-for product. And of course, we could do that. There are lots of options out there. We don't want the complexity of something like the Adobe Premiere, for example, but there are other bits of software. But when you do that, you're always in the mire, in a sense, because if you want students to be able to work on the project from home too, then they have to have the same bit of software to move the files backward and forwards. So wouldn't it be great if there was a universal application? And there are some. There are online video editors, and the subject of this particular podcast is Pixoreal. It's a really easy product to use, and of course that comes with a caveat. If you're starting to put materials online, you need to think carefully about the way you're going to manage that, who the account holder will be, and the resources that they're posted online, and the content of those videos. However, as I said, it's easy to upload clips from your desktop. They also provide a desktop uploader tool that you can install. You can upload from mobile devices. You can record video using webcams. Once it's in there, if you're used to the kind of video editing features that you get in Movie Maker, they're also available to you too. There's a whole bank of royalty-free music that you can include if you want to include background. And then when it comes to sharing the movie out, there's again a host of options. You can share to the social media sites, which may not be appropriate. You can certainly post to YouTube and Vimeo. And there's a solid link into Google Drive. So if you have a Google Apps for Education, then using Pixoreal might be a good way of linking video editing with your Google Apps accounts. So Pixoreal, it's certainly worth exploring as an alternative to desktop-based video editing.